Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
All set for Denby 65. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Whether you come from yard or abroad, the Jamaica 55 Independence Village not fi miss you. July 29 to August 6, National Stadium, 12 noon daily, admission free. Come enjoy the live entertainment, see the best Jamaican crafts on display, play a domino, bring the picnic along, make them ramping at the kiddies' village. It will be a melting pot of fun and excitement at the Jamaica Festival Village. It's Jamaica 55, celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, and Chairman of the Denby Planning Committee, Norman Grant, says all is in place for the 65th staging of the annual Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show.
All of the issues that were raised, the Clarendon Health Department has indicated that we have addressed them and the showground is ready for the show.
The Clarendon Health Department had raised issues including food handlers registration and vector control that would have had a negative impact on the event. In outlining the steps taken, Mr. Grant said a Denby Food Handlers Clinic was held on Thursday, July 13, targeting individuals who will deal with food at all levels. Several persons were trained, sat an exam, and are now in receipt of their food handler's permit. Persons who were not able to attend the training were directed to health department offices across the island to apply for their permit in time for the show.
All the operators have been met, they have been communicated to, and they were also told that during the show, when they are inspected, they cannot present their food handler's permit, then they will be removed from the show and their operation will be closed down.
In relation to vector control, Mr. Grant says a fish pond, a breeding ground for mosquitoes, has been filled in.
We have dumped up that pond, so that no longer exists.
Additionally, a drain that runs through the grounds has been cleaned.
Where there are cavities in the ground that could lead to the settlement of water, we have also removed those cavities to reduce the settling of water.
JAS President Norman Grant. Two bathrooms have been renovated and portable toilets will be provided to ensure that patrons have adequate access to sanitary facilities. The JAS has engaged the services of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, for the regular collection of garbage throughout the three-day staging of the show. Waste water from restaurants and other food areas will be channeled into tanks and removed from the grounds twice per day. The society, with the assistance of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, will install a fire hydrant on the grounds. The Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show will be held from Saturday, August 5 to Monday, August 7 on the Denby Showgrounds in Clarendon under the theme Grow What You Eat, Eat What You Grow, a salute to our farmers, nation builders. Gates will open from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. No trouble, trouble till trouble take you. Translation, don't interfere with trouble until trouble finds you. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Denby 65, a salute to the farmers. And I say Denby showground bigger and better, no exhibits this year. Jamaican food, enough activities for the children, livestock round here. And I say farmers market, entertainment galore, you know you're round here. Adults 1,000, children 400, Denby show 2017. Remember I know, a Denby showground August 5 to 7, make sure no roll on. Remember, grow what we eat, eat what we grow.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, stay clear of trouble, but defend yourself if necessary. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.